بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال أبو عبد الله ابن جعفر نصيبه من معاوية بـ600 ألف. We are still dealing with regard to amanat that a person must fulfill his amanat trust which is placed in him. And in that we were reading this lengthy hadith of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when his father made wasiyah of all his estate, what he belonged to him, and the details of that as it had come. And then he explained to him whenever he needs help in anything he should ask his Mawla. When he asked who is your Mawla, he said Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And we see that how he managed to sell all the properties, etc., and at what great prices and what profits he made. Anyway, we came to the point where in the place called Ghaba, where he had quite a bit of land and houses, and he sold that also. So from there he says that he went to Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was the Khalifa of the Muslims at that time, and with him were other Sahaba sitting, and they all bought shares also. Then from there he says that وَبَاعَ عَبْدُلَّهِ إِبْنِ جَعْفَرْ نَصِيبَهُ مِنْ مُعَاوِيَةِ بِـ600 أَلْفٍ. And then Abdullah ibn Ja'far, who was one of the great Sahaba, who was sitting with Hazrat Muawiyah at that time, he sold his piece of land which he bought for 100,000, and he sold it to Hazrat Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu for 600,000 dinars, gold coins he sold. Now he had completed all that, he had sold all that. فَلَمَّا فَرَغَ إِبْنُ زُبَيْرِ مِنْ قَضَاءِ دَيْنِهِ. And now Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubayr, the son of Hazrat Zubayr, he set out now to settle all the debts which his father had incurred during his lifetime. And he settled each and every debt. As we had read before also, one close friend of his father came and said, how much have you got? So he said, so much. So he says, I don't think you'll be able to settle all the debts of your father with that. If you need, I'll help you. He said, no, it doesn't matter. I will sort it out. And then he told him the actual figure, which was much more higher than the figure. He said that I'll help you. He said, no. He said, my share of my debt, I will leave it to the end, settle everyone. He said, no, I will settle your debts also. So he went out of his way to settle each and every debt his father had. قَالَ بَنُوذُ الزُّبَيْرِ أَقْسِمْ بَيْنَنَا أَمِيرَاتَنَا. And then his brothers, the family people now, when all the Ghaba and the properties on it got sold, they said, now distribute the inheritance between us. Now everything, the debts are settled, and distribute the inheritance between us. قَالْ وَاللَّهِ لَا أُقْسِمُ بَيْنَكُمْ حَتَّى أُنَادِيَ بِالْمَوْسَمْ 4 سِنِينَ. He says, by Allah, I will still not give you full your share until I do not, in the time of Hajj, make announcement and ask if there is anyone that has got any debt, any claim in the estate of my father Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Until I don't do that, I won't give the shareholders their shares. First, the first duty according to Sharia is also to settle the debts. Ala man kana lahu ala Zubair daynun fayatina fanaqdihi. And then he was making announcement for 4 years that whoever has got a claim against my father Zubair of any outstanding monies, any debts, he must come and we will fulfill it. You could see that at that time how truthful people were also. That he claimed, that he made the announcement and nobody made a false claim that I brought a claim against your father. He made an open public announcement and anyone could come and claim their share. But he did not, but people were not coming who did not have a claim. So in this way, فَجَعَلَ كُلَّ سَنَةٍ يُنَادِ فِي الْمَوْسَمِ. And every year during the season, the Mawsam of Hajj, he was making this announcement. And in front we will read the last part of the hadith, and we will see that when he chose the path to fulfill this amanat, how Allah's help came, and where his father was with so many debts, and how they all got settled, and what great share each of the shareholders, the family people, what big, big shares they got. So today, inheritance is a thing that we are quite unmindful of. Every person should have his wealth ready. We don't have that. And then to have that concern that when any person passes away, to sort out that. One of the basic sources of income of great barakah is what one gets from inheritance. So if it is done properly, there is great barakah in that also. And barakah we cannot understand, it is from Allah, how much Allah Ta'ala gives. May Allah give us tawfiq to practice on the whole of our deen properly.